We are honored that God would allow us to be a part of what he is doing in this community as he works through us and works in us. And today we're going to talk a little bit about what it really means to build our life on the foundation of Christ Jesus and really what God wants to do in and through us. And so if you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to invite you to open it up to a couple of passages, and we're going to read these couple of passages, and then we're going to talk about the partnership that we have with God. You know, in the world, God has a part, and you and I, the people of God, have a part. And God says we're to join up with him in revealing his presence to the world. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about that, but let's see what our part is, and let's see what God's part is. Matthew 16, verses 16 through 19, Jesus asked a remarkable question about who he was. And of course, Simon Peter gave him the answer, and this was where it's found in the Bible. The Bible says this in Matthew 16, verse 16. Jesus said, "Who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah. You are the anointed one. You are the Christ. You're the liberator. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock. And upon this rock, the kind of faith you just exhibited, Peter, I will build my church. And all the powers of hell will not conquer it." And then, so here the Bible says that God is going to build a church through Christ Jesus. And our part is to respond by faith in who he is. And as we continue throughout the scriptures, we learn what it really begins to look like as Paul reveals this to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. And this is what he says. He says, "Together," everybody say together.
Together.
He says, "Together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone," it says, "is Christ Jesus himself. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming" what? "A holy temple for the Lord." And so if we take these couple of passages out of God's word and we put them together, it begins to give a clear revelation of who we're to be right here in 2023 in our community. And I want to talk about that for a few minutes because, yes, we are building a physical building across the waterway that we're going to be hopefully moving to later in late summer, the early fall, and we've been in the process of doing that for a long, long time. But you know, it's so much more than building a building to God. God wants to build a building where people can discover who he is through the people who join up and meet in that building. And that would be you and me, Christ followers, those who he calls his church in the community. And the Bible reveals to us that God has a part and we have a part. And simply God's part is this, is to reveal himself to us. And of course, God has already done that, hasn't he? He did that through Christ Jesus. He revealed who he was. He revealed that he had love for humanity. And in spite of our sin, you know what? He comes anyway, and he reveals his amazing love for humanity as he gives his life on a cross. He also reveals what? He reveals his power. He has power over sin. He has power over death. He has power over the grave. And so God's part is to be the revealer. Come on, somebody. It's to reveal himself to us. That is his part. His part is also to provide for us. It is to provide for us every single thing we need in order to carry out our purpose in this world. And so God is the revealer, God is the provider, and ultimately God is what? The Bible says he is the builder. He's the one that is building his church. And simply said, our part is to respond to all of that by faith. In other words, what? Believe God. To respond to God by faith. To connect to him by faith. To believe that he is who he says he is and walk in the fullness of that. And my friend, if you are not doing what God has designed you to do, hopefully we can begin to learn something about what he's doing in the world today so that we can respond by faith. Have you ever thought about why we don't respond to God by faith? It's simply because oftentimes we're blinded to the truth of who he's designed us to be. Other times it's because of fear. Because something in our life has whispered into our ear and in our thought processes that, you know what, God doesn't want to use us. That God doesn't want to work in us and work through us. That God doesn't want to provide for us. That God doesn't want to reveal himself to us. And, you know, if you believe that lie, I want you to understand that no matter who you are, what background you come from, there is a God that simply gave his life on a cross for all humanity to respond to his amazing love and understand his great power. And the Bible says the only thing you have to do is respond to that by faith. Trust who God is. And so today we're going to talk about what our part is. Again, God's part is to reveal. God's part is to provide, and God's part is to build his church. And our part is simply to what? Our part is simply to respond by faith, by aligning with who God is. See, the Bible says that Jesus is what? He is the cornerstone. So what is a cornerstone? A cornerstone is simply the thing that everything else is built around and built upon. Whenever you build a physical building like we're building over there, the builders oftentimes spend a lot of time on the corner that they're gonna pull everything else that the building is aligned with, and the corner that everything else is gonna be built around and built on top of. In other words, it becomes the foundational piece that begins to make the building happen. And so the reason we went over and took that Bible and put it in about 5 feet of dirt that they put rebar over and concrete over and poured that concrete and cemented it in to the ground. The reason we did that was simply a symbolic way to say that Christ Jesus, the one that this word is all about, is gonna be the foundational thing that the church is gonna be built on and built around for generation to generation. Come on, somebody. And so, you know, if you have doubts about what God wants to do in and through you today, I invite you to consider what the scripture says about Jesus. The Bible says that he is the cornerstone, the one that we need to align with. Again, whenever you set a cornerstone, what begins to happen is, as things begin to connect to this cornerstone, they don't only connect, they also begin to align with the cornerstone. And this is what God desires for each one of us to be. The Bible says we are living stones. That means you and I are basically foundational things that God wants to work in and work through. And he wants to put us together and align us with Jesus so that greater things can happen in the world around us. And the Bible says that God is revealing himself to the world around us. And the way he begins to do that is he aligns us. He aligns us with Jesus. He begins to build his church. And I think the question for each of us here today is, are we truly trusting God and aligning with the word of God? Are we truly believing that he wants to use human beings in the world? Do we really believe that God can take any of us from any background and begin to lay us like these brick into his church so that greater things can be done in and through us? Because God doesn't want to only make you a part of his church. God wants you to align with his church so his church can begin to grow and rise in the community so the world can recognize who he is. I want to show you in the scripture, in this same passage, what it says about God building his church and the purpose that God is building his church for. Because God doesn't only reveal that Christ Jesus is the cornerstone. God begins to reveal to us why we need to connect with Christ Jesus. And it says it this way in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. It says, God's purpose in all of this, bringing Christ into the world so that we could connect to God and align with God. God's purpose in all of this was to use the church, come on somebody, to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. So what this says is God is connecting us to Christ Jesus, aligning us with Christ Jesus to reveal his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. It goes on to say that this was his eternal plan, which was carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord, because of Christ and our faith in him. It says now we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. In other words, we can align with God and get the wisdom of God to live out the purpose of God in the world around us. And what is God using us for? To display his authority and his wisdom and his greatness to the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. You know, you and I are displays for the powers and authorities in the spiritual realm to see how great God is. And this is a beautiful thing, because God created us as human beings, as basically the crown of his creation, and he placed us in the earth to be an image bearer of who he is. The Bible says that becomes off target, or man missed the mark of God's glorious standard in the garden, and sin entered the world, missing the mark, entered the world. And now human beings began to sin and not carry out God's great plan. And Jesus comes to put us together no matter what background we are from. And he can take our differences, place them together in order to make God known to the world. This is the beautiful thing about belonging to the church. It means you don't have to be like everybody else. All you have to do is align with Christ Jesus and who he is and what he wants to do in your life as a human being, and begin to let God work in you and through you. And so many people make a mistake and they think that all church people have to look alike, have to act alike, have to be alike. In other words, like we're some kind of clone. No, we're not a clone. We're diverse people from diverse backgrounds that God touches our heart, reveals who he is, puts us in his church so we can carry out his great purpose in our life. God is aligning us with Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus was the perfect one, the perfect image bearer. He was God in the flesh. And he came and revealed to human beings God's incredible wisdom and who God is and his amazing love and his grace and his power. And the Bible says he lived a perfect life and he defeated all temptation. And he went to a cross so he could rise from a grave so you and I could put our faith, our trust, our hope in him as the cornerstone of our life and begin to build our life on that. And I really think, you know, the question for everybody here is, what am I aligning with? Who am I aligning with? Because if you're aligning with the things of this world and not the things of God, you're not aligning with the proper thing for God to do the amazing thing he wants to do in this world through you. And so many people misalign themselves. They misalign themselves and they don't become a part of his church. They may say, hey, you know what? I want to put my faith in Jesus as my savior, but I want him to take me to heaven one day. But it's why they're so miserable here on earth. Because they're trusting him as savior, but they're not trusting him as Lord, and they're not letting him speak into their life, and they're not putting faith in him to do greater things in them and through them. They're missing purpose. Yes. And my friends, God wants us to align with him so that we can fulfill our purpose. He wants us to put faith in Jesus, not only to align with him, but he also wants us to put faith in Jesus so we can be supported by him. Amen. See, the cornerstone doesn't only align things. The cornerstone does what? It supports us as a church. In other words, it becomes the foundational piece that everything aligns with and everything that is built upon. And the unique thing is, you know, it can look different. It can be different. And God can take so much variety, put it together, and stabilize his church. And my friend, what God is doing is he's working in and through us as individuals, but it says that he's carefully designing us to do great things. Do you know what this means? That when God sees you and you come to know who he is by faith and you connect to Christ Jesus, what this means is God says, you know what? I'm going to select you to be a part of my church. And I'm going to carefully join you right here in this spot to do great things. And if we begin to understand that God gifts each of us uniquely and differently and hand selects us and joins us together with the other parts, something magnificent begins to happen. But what happens is a lot of times people come to Christ and they don't allow him to place them in his church.
Make it plain, Pastor.
And they flounder and they don't succeed because they don't have the support that is built on Christ Jesus. Amen. And they're not joined together with the other parts to grow in to all God has designed them to be. Amen. Though we all have an individual responsibility to put our faith in Christ Jesus, his job is to what? His job is to reveal who he is. His job is to provide for us. His job is to build his church by uniquely giving each one of us a special gift and carefully joining us together with his body to do greater things. My friend, if you want support in your life, support is found in making Jesus the cornerstone and living in the family that God so desires for you to live in. It doesn't matter if you're a certain ethnic group. It doesn't matter if you're man or woman. It doesn't matter if you're boy or girl. We're all human beings created in the image of the living God. And God puts us together to reveal who he is to the world, to the powers and authorities in the heavenly places. And so what God is doing is God is pouring into his church, into his family. His spirit resides in us and works through us as we put ourselves together, making Jesus the cornerstone, the foundation. And then whenever we do that, our faith begins to grow. Our faith begins to strengthen. As I taught you a few weeks ago, faith isn't that something you get more of. Faith is just strengthened as you apply it and you put it in the place that God so desires for you to put it in. In the one Jesus, and you begin to make that faith go to work with the local church to reveal who he is to the world around us. Listen to what the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Paul tells young Timothy, he says, "I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you, Timothy. That is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but he's given us a spirit of what? Power, of love, and of self-discipline." And so again, God's part is to reveal, is to provide, and to build. Our part is to align and then become a part of what he's doing in the world and get the support that we need as Christ Jesus is our cornerstone, and we join together. And the Bible says when we join together that the Spirit of God goes to work in us. And that Spirit, the Spirit of God, does it give us a spirit of timidity? Let me say it this way, of passiveness. It gives us a spirit of living out who God has designed us to be on purpose in the world around us. And so understand that God gives you and I, as believers in Christ Jesus, as ones who connect to him, as the foundation of our life, as the savior of our life, God gives us a spiritual gift. So not so we sit on that gift and are passive with that gift, simply so we join that gift up with others. We discipline ourselves. We have love flowing out of us. We begin to let the world around us know his greatness. It's not a spirit of fear. It's a spirit of love. It's a spirit of power. It's a spirit of having a sound mind. And a lot of people don't have a sound mind because they're floundering over here, not constantly keeping themselves connected to the local church. So many people are wandering in the earth because they're joining themselves to different things in the world. Sometimes it's political parties. Sometimes, you know, it's people that are outside of the church, outside of God's family. Sometimes it's places in the world, and nothing wrong with joining any kinds of things outside of the church. But the thing is, if that becomes the predominant source of your life, my friend, and the support around your life is going to come crumbling down. Your life is going to fall apart. Because Christ Jesus has to be found the foundation of your life. You want to build a strong and courageous life. You want to build a life that is a life on purpose and life that just doesn't pass from one week to the other. Then the Bible says Christ is building his church, and we have to be submitted to his church, his families. What is the church? Church isn't a building. The church is the called out ones. It's the ones called out of darkness and put in the wonderful light. But understand, why are you put into the wonderful light? You're put in the wonderful light to get a revelation of who God is, and get a revelation of who you are. And so many people don't know who they are. But the thing is if you come into the light and you begin to apply the word of God to your life, God will simply begin to give you your purpose, your design, and he will reveal who you are on the journey. But you have to respond by faith. You have to respond by faith in who God is. He's the cornerstone. He's the foundation. He's the one that everything needs to align with, and he's the one that supports every single person that becomes a part of his church. But see, we're not only to be a church that is supported and aligned. The Bible says God places us here to go into all the world and help other people know who he is. See, this is where it becomes difficult. Because we gather here, we get our support here, we gather here with our various gifts, we encourage one another. That's what a church meeting should do. Church meetings should worship Jesus and encourage the believer. And as other people make their way in here, they will see the one who we put our faith in, they will see us working together and hopefully become a part of what God is doing in the world. But when we go out into the world, you know, sometimes it becomes really, really shaky. In other words, the world around us will begin to suck us in instead of us rising above it and pulling others out. And the Bible says that Jesus becomes our cornerstone so we can align, and so he can build his church on it. The purpose of his church is to go into the world, not to vacuum itself away from the world. And so we gotta have faith that Jesus gives us the stability of who we need to be as we go out into the world. In other words, he becomes our anchor. He becomes the anchor of our soul as we reach out to the world around us. I love what Matthew 16 verses 18 through 19 says. Jesus told Peter says, you know what? You are the Messiah. And Jesus says, well, upon this rock, I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. He goes on to say here in this verse, in verse 19, he says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. And so what Jesus is saying is all the gates of hell will not conquer my church as my church lives on mission. And my church is to live on mission, and it is to bring up there into the world around us, and it is to bind out the things that, you know, don't belong in God's family, and we're to work alongside God as his partners, rescuing other peoples and connecting them to the local church. And so the best way I know how to illustrate what Jesus is saying is, Jesus is saying, I need to be an anchor for your soul. Because I didn't call you just to be a block in the wall. I called you to live a life with purpose. I called you to live a life on mission with me. I called you to be chained to me. as you work in the world. And so literally what that means is I want to anchor you as you go out into the world. Because if not, the gates of hell will entrap you and you won't live life on purpose. Let me have three volunteers real quick, like right down here. Can I get three? Come on, Bob. Richard, you want to come? Anybody? Ma'am? Yeah. You guys simply stand right here. Circle that person. Hold hands. See what a lot of people don't understand about what Jesus said in Matthew 16. Is he says the gates of hell will not prevail against his church, will not conquer his church. As his church, we, the people of God, live life on mission. See, we have to be anchored to Jesus. And we have to go into the world. And simply, so you don't misunderstand what Jesus says, there's another block. There's another person. There's another gift that lives down the street from you. There's a person at your job. There's a person in your school that needs to belong to the family of God. There's another person that needs to be rescued. And guess who God's going to use to rescue the person? Ultimately, he's going to use Jesus, but he's going to use you and me, the people he connects to other people in the world. And if we're not careful as we're going on the rescue mission, then what'll happen is the gates of hell will hold his church back. But what Jesus says is we're connected. The gates of hell can't hold his church back. The gates of hell can't trap you in. The gates of hell cannot hold a church back that is connected to him. Yes. As we are anchored to Christ Jesus. And so what he's saying is go out into the world, rescue others, bring them into the family so they can be stabilized. They can use their gift. Come on, somebody. And they can connect to Christ Jesus. Thank all of you guys. And so the purpose belonging to the church is simply so I can align with Christ Jesus. So I can build my life on Christ Jesus. And I can anchor my life to Christ Jesus. As I'm carrying out his mission in the world. My friends, don't make any mistake about it. The enemy wants to suck all of us in. The enemy wants to entrap your mind. He wants to entrap your kids. He wants to entrap your soul. He wants to entrap your family. He wants to entrap your community. But God says, the gates of hell will not prevail, will not conquer his church if his church is living on mission with him. God's purpose is to reveal who he is through Christ Jesus. God's purpose is to provide a place for you and I to belong and to provide a gift for each one of us. God's purpose is simply to build his church here on earth as things are in heaven. Our purpose is to respond to him by faith in who he is and live out our purpose in the world. Amen. See, God is building a church that is going to do great and marvelous things. Yes. Who is going to reveal who he is to every tribe, every tongue, every nation. I want to say to every street, every household, and every community, because what God is doing in the world, He is doing through His church. Let me pray for you today. God, I pray you would build your church. I pray we would be the people that you so desire for us to be. And God, as we walk in the fullness of who you say that we can be, I pray we'd be attentive to what you want to do. God, it's so difficult sometimes to not get discouraged in the world around us. It's so difficult sometimes to live life on mission. But God, I pray we would be grounded in Christ Jesus. He would be the cornerstone, the foundation, the peace that we all align with, the peace that we're built upon. Jesus, you are building your church, and I pray for everybody in our community. I pray for everybody around the world that God, you begin to work in us and work through us, and let us know our greater purpose is to reveal and display who you are. And God, if there is one person here among us today that has never responded to Christ Jesus by faith, I trust today that God, they would put their faith in who you are. My friend, just simply tell God that you have failed and you are a sinner and you need Christ Jesus to come into your life as a Savior. You thank him for what he did on a cross and through the power of his resurrection. And you want that to become a part of who you are. I invite you today to not just pray a prayer, but begin to submit to his authority, to his leadership, and become a part of what he's building in this earth. He's building a church. He's building a family. He's building a community that he can live in and live through. We are his holy temple. We are his set apart people in this world for him to bring revelation to all people everywhere, to the powers and principalities everywhere of who he is. God, I pray today, if there is one that has not put their faith, today would be the day that they join up with your family. We pray all of this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.